The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I want you to think if honesty is really always the best policy. And I bring this up because I did have a friend 2 weekends ago who they got married. Their maid of honor cheated on her husband at the wedding. They knew. They told him. And then both of them got mad at them because she was like, can't believe you betrayed me. He was like, mind your own business. It was insane. So they're saying honesty is not the best policy in that scenario. But honestly, I think that it's still better that they told them. Even if they lost those friends, like those people should not be together. And I will say, I think that almost 100% of the time, honesty is going to be the best policy. Even if in the moment it isn't, that you should still no matter what. But I am totally open to a scenario. You say, Scotty, you're wrong. Here is a time that honesty is not the move.
Oh, yeah. It comes like that comes in a lot with the healthcare field, because if a patient calls in and they're like, hey, my medication wasn't sent in, us medical assistants, we have to take the blame and be like, oh, doctor just got busy. He's going to send it in by the end of Wednesday at 4 p.m. But guess what? This medication isn't sent in until the following Monday because they keep forgetting and forgetting.
To cover your boss's butt?
Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. So, honesty is not the best policy if you have to cover your boss's butt, would you say?
Yep.
See, I don't know. Here's where I think I can make an argument for any scenario. You're setting yourself up to take the blame for your boss when you know we don't get paid enough to lie for our bosses.
You got that right.
But if my boss is listening, I would absolutely lie for you no matter what.
Yep, same here.
And I'm not lying right now saying that. Okay, 312-946-4995. I think that I could find and poke holes in any reason that you would give that honesty would not be the best policy. What is a scenario that you're like, honesty is not the move in this case scenario? What is it?
When it comes to family pets and telling your children something else, if perhaps they
die, maybe like
a bunny, and you can go get another one real quick without telling them the truth. Maybe the honesty is not the best policy in that situation.
Okay. Now, I can see that. And it depends on if you're ready to have those conversations yet. But I still think that those conversations are okay to have with kids about life. Like, it's okay to be honest about certain things that we try to protect our kids from. So I think that's where I poke holes in that one. I think it's okay to have hard conversations with our kids, and we avoid them not for them, but for us.
Now you're making me rethink it. I think you're right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Tiffany and Scotty. So do you think you have a scenario where you think that honesty is not the move?
Yes, I do definitely have one.
What is it?
Let's just say someone asks you if they were good looking and they're not good looking. Well, you just gotta lie.
But you don't necessarily. Here's where I don't think you have to lie. Because what I think you can do to say is that is a matter of opinion. Everybody has different opinions on what they're attracted to. That doesn't, think you're good looking, that doesn't mean you are not a good looking person.
Yeah, true.
Okay, I win again. All right, thank you. All right, Jeff. It's Scotty, man. All right, do you think you have a scenario that you think that honesty is probably not the right move?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Do I look fat in this dress?
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh? I've been able to poke holes in the last couple. Now, I think I would just go with...
You're not going to gain anything, my man, by telling the truth. And now, if she actually looks fat in the dress, and if you tell the truth, it ain't going to be good.
Here, I know, but don't you think... I want to know what you think if I say... I think that your wife might appreciate, or your significant other might appreciate it, if they were told the honest truth so that they could put something more flattering on and feel better about it out in public.
There's no way it would go down like that. You guys would get in a fight and you'd be sleeping on the couch. Right. That's how that would end.
All right. I know. I'm stretching. I think in theory that might be true, but I think in practice you might be right.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. In theory, like, yes. Yeah, of course. Be honest. But,
right.
But at the end of the day, the way that it actually works out, not going to happen like that.
But I tried.
You tried.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Does it seem like our old National Commercial Banker loves...
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.